922. Sun trying to peek out here. We're at 70 degrees right now. Welcome to our talk around Thursday. And normally I talk with our friends at OSPTI in Breckenridge, but yesterday, literally out in the field with field days going on with Wilkins Soil and Water. So we're talking with OSPTI today. Got Sean Roberts with me on the phone. Sean, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, today's
you had a fun day yesterday.
I did. It was a great time out there with Kim and the whole gang out there at Field Day. Looking forward to next year's edition. But listen, today we're talking OSPTI, and talk about a place that's got all bases covered over there. Today we're talking joint mobilization and mobilizing. What can you tell us about this, Sean?
Yeah, so with joint mobilization, what that is, and it's kind of like an opening or like a release. Many times, you know, we maybe get injured, things like that. Like an example, too, would be like an ankle sprain. So I even had a niece that, you know, sprained her ankle. And as you roll that ankle and it goes over, that fibula bone, the outside bone, can kind of slide forward. Well, we need to mobilize that and kind of get it to go back. Sometimes we'll even use some of our kinesio tape or leuco tape to hold that and retrain it where it wants to be. Many times in the foot, there's so many small little bones that they too can get kind of stuck, like in a spot. And so we may mobilize and move them back and forth and kind of get them to glide. As you move your finger, if you look at your finger and you move it, that's what we call a hinge joint. So it just basically bends up and down. If that feels very stiff, we can do like a traction, like you'd do for your neck or your back, and we can pull and open that up and then teach you how to glide that, or we'll do some gliding or mobilization to that finger in the right direction, because one joint has to move forward while the other joint moves backwards while you move. And so that's the type of mobilization. It's kind of retraining it when they've gotten stiff or they've been swollen or injured. Sometimes it kind of gets out of position or out of sorts with the movement. And so usually feels really good to open that up, take away the pressure in there, and then get that gliding again. And then usually, boom, here comes that motion. You know, now your body knows what to do. It's moving right. And that's a really good thing to do. So we'll do that in the back, the neck. So any joint in your body, there's a type of mobilization. We use it a lot in our total knees when their motion is really stiff, to kind of get that glide back in there. Because most of the time they've been guarding, you know, that knee even before the surgery itself. So.
Right. Well, and Sean, all the joints in the body, they all have to move around. Is it is this a common thing? People come in and say, look, I'm kind of having an issue with this. And is it easy for you guys to diagnose and kind of look at it and go, okay, well, mobilization is what you need?
You know, a lot of times we're going to do it. I mean, even with our shoulders, if you think about a person with a hurt shoulder, their arm's going to be in front of them, and pretty much that glenohumeral joint, the humerus of the ball of the arm, is kind of forward. Mm-hmm. And so if we want to get that motion and retrain it, a lot of times while we're stretching them, and they don't even know we're doing it, but we're doing like an anterior to posterior glide, like gliding that humeral head back into the joint. We'll find strokes or any type of neurology problems onto that side, you know, that arm. You have laxity, you lose that stability or that position. So we do need to tape that shoulder into place so it stays in its socket while we're trying to train it, strengthen it. Because as it's weakened, it just comes forward.
Right.
I mean, there's nothing there to hold it there. So we have to do those glides and kind of reteach it. And so we do use it a lot. Probably people don't even know we're using it half the time. But a lot of our different treatments, we will use it. And especially if a person's lacking motion, that's when we're going to use it a lot. But for pain, too.
So everybody over there and your entire staff knows what they're doing. But the end result, ultimately, is that the patient or the client leaves feeling a whole lot better, right?
Well, that's our goal, you know, I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, sometimes, you know, yeah, you're going to be tired some days, or you're going to feel like you did a little bit. But the idea is that we got something moving better, or we got something with less pain, and we keep working on that to keep people moving.
Sean, if people need more information about joint mobilizing or joint mobilization, what is your number at OSPTI?
Right. They can give us a call over here at 641 641- 7725. So again, 641-7725, or they can look us up on our website too, which is ospti.net. And if a person's looking for a job or a new career or change, we actually have several positions open. They can contact us regarding some of those positions as well, and or apply through our website as well. So we've got some front desk positions, some aid positions, some exercise positions. So you're looking for some movement in your day, give us a call.
Sounds good. Sean, always great to talk with you. Stay healthy. We'll talk again next Wednesday, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
That is Sean Roberts. Normally, talk with our friends at OSPTI on Wednesdays, right around 9:20. But again, out in the field yesterday, so we're talking with them on Thursday this one time only. It's 9:28 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr with an Ag News.